right, we're going to go ahead and open up this session at 9:02. For notice, hereby give the Commissioner Court of Orange County, Texas, a holiday workshop session on Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 at 9 a.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom of Orange County Administration Building, workshop session purpose. Presentation to the Commissioner's Court to hear an appeal from Parkwood Land Company on a violation that exists on Old Highway 90 in Rose City. Joel is not here today. He was at had a training scheduled already, but so anyway, we're going to go ahead and start with that. So, anyone is going to, are y'all going to speak on his behalf since he's not here? He said, or answer any questions, I guess, as they come up.
We'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
Okay, you're up.
I'm up.
You're up.
Yes, sir.
It's your appeal. You are up.
I just hope I'm up to it. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
My name is Henry Stevenson, also known as Sonny. I do appreciate the court allowing me to come up here and maybe see if we can't resolve this violation, alleged violation. So I'll be open to discussing this situation, and I can offer up a few things that might assist us all in making the right decision. So, again, I'm open, and I have a few things, if y'all allow me, I'll discuss, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that I can.
Okay. So I guess, Sonny, do you have any? I know we had met on this before. The violation, alleged violation, has occurred. Do you have anything at all from FEMA or from anything else that would change that determination?
Well, Judge, I hope I do. I'm on, and again, I thank y'all for the opportunity to discuss these issues. We have basically. I'm going to be kind of keeping this thing down to discussing a couple of timelines. I mean, not only timelines, but you got your floodway prevention order and the Lomar F, which is FEMA's Lomar. And I'd like to present that information to y'all. And discussing.
So you've applied for a map revision.
That's one of the things I'd like to discuss, and I'm certainly willing to do that. And up to this point, to answer your question, I haven't done that, and there's a reason behind it.
Because I think it sounds to me that that's where the decision lies, is really with FEMA.
Yeah.
And a letter of map revision to me would be, I think, my first step if I was trying to do something.
I totally agree. And one of the things I'll be discussing is my willingness to do that. Exactly. And I'd like to discuss the two guidelines, and one of them is FEMA, and the other is the guideline under your floodway prevention order.
Okay, so just so we're clear, though, but our floodway prevention order that we have in place follows the FEMA guidelines.
Yes, sir. I understand that.
So, I mean, as we've discussed before, and you know, we'll certainly, you know, talk about all the different things, but, you know, to Commissioner Trahan's point, the map revision is going to be your best course of action. And I know there's a cost associated with that, but that's going to be because our determination, and I can't speak for the court as a whole because we can't vote on it here, but I can't see a lot of stuff changing because we can't violate what FEMA has in place.
Yeah.
Without jeopardizing the rest of the county's flood insurance program, yeah. If we were to violate that. So
yeah.
We have to follow what they have, get that map redone, you know, the revision redone, if they were to grant that, there's nothing that we can do outside of that without us jeopardizing our insurance program for the whole county, the entire county. This isn't an us against a Sunny thing. This is an us working with you to try to get a resolution for the FEMA side. But this is ultimately the FEMA's decision on whether or not they give you the revision, not ours.
Judge, I totally agree with you. I understand that situation. Mm-hmm. And we have the two guidelines, and what I'd like to do is kind of limit this deal down. We can start with this FEMA. I hope there's some good going to come of all this, because we have a lot of citizens that these regulations concern in the county, even folks sitting here at this in this office. One of the things that FEMA did, and if y'all will look on your first deal, I'm describing that, and it precisely, you would almost have to think that basically what they're saying is kind of addressing the issue that I'm facing right now, and the county. I mean, we're both facing an issue here that I hope we can resolve. And amongst things that I'll discuss here on this, but to bring it back to Mr. Cregan, what you brought up, I want it to be very well of record that I am willing to do what it takes here within reason, in which within reason is the FEMA doing the LMRF. But if y'all, and I do agree with that, if you read the implications of it, this instrument of the LMRF, the first paragraph describes why that they did this, why this LMRF is there, and which I'm certainly glad it is here. I hope it will work for both the county and myself. It describes the reasoning behind why this instrument was formulated by FEMA, and which that for all 1, 2, 3, 4, all four of these paragraphs speak for themselves. And then we get down to the next to the last one, and which they all speak for themselves. It's not my interpretation or y'all's interpretation. Of course, we all have a right to interpret something. So if you look at the very bottom paragraph, it kind of basically FEMA is saying, they're telling you why this FEMA deal was designed, what it was for, why it was there, and how you can resolve it. The very bottom deal, if y'all look at it, and it like I say, it speaks for itself. The guideline set forth in your floodway prevention order, one of the things you do to get a permit or get to be able to leave, or you're going to build something or erect something or fill something, you got a guideline to go by, in which Portwood did do that. We followed that guideline and we did the what you call the H&H study, which is in the program there. I got a certified engineer to do that, and we turned that in. And again, if y'all will read it, it speaks for itself too. I'm not wanting to add to or take away. I followed that guideline. And then FEMA comes back and picks up on that guideline, and...
I don't believe you. When did you do the H&H study, and when did you get that done?
It's on there. It's called CISCO.
2013.
About 2013.
I guess my first question would be, Sonny, is it valid for the 13 years, or does it have to be... I mean, things changed. I don't know if that H&H study is still good today versus what it was in 13. So that's my first question.
Well, Mr. Crean, I can't answer that. All I can tell you is that my interpretation of it would be that this CESCO report has no timeline on it. Contrary to anything, it doesn't say how good it is. And the way I look at it, it was accurate by certified.
The reason I ask that question, I know I'm involved in Sabine Ridge and Floodplain Group, and there's a lot of new weather data, especially after Harvey, that changed the numbers quite a bit. And yeah. So that was kind of my question, is that some of these regulations, these numbers, this data that's based off of has changed quite a bit since then.
Well, I understand there's been a change of the BFE, and that's the basic flood elevation. I think at this particular time, it was 10 foot. Mr. Wilkes can probably answer that way far better than me. I've heard that there have been some changes from 10 to 11, and I have nothing to base that on other than I've heard that. So there
it's
has
cold.
Been...
We weren't laughing at you. She's cold.
There has been possibly some changes, and but one of the good thing about it is that what I'm kind of like hanging my hat on in a way is that FEMA has addressed that issue. They addressed it with this application, and it mentions no timelines on there. There's nothing that says that this information here, Mr. Trahan, is any worse off or better than it was the day it was presented. I have no guidelines or nothing. I've never received anything from anybody, whether it be the county or FEMA or anybody, to tell me that the guideline has changed. Now, it may have, Mr. Trahan. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that. I've heard things. But the only thing I've ever heard was elevation. So that
I just know that was 14, and then the mean sea level rise, the thing is now calculating that a lot of things have changed. I know we're doing projects
because the flood elevation maps, when did they change? The new
21.
Flood? 2021.
We adopted new maps.
Yeah, it's whenever the new maps came out. So,
that would be something that technically all I can answer you how I would answer it is that I have seen nothing in writing from FEMA, from the floodway prevention order, or this, that there's a timeline, other than the timeline set that you had X amount of time to do things. You know, that was on technicality of it. So anyhow, if y'all have any questions on this last paragraph, to me, that paragraph, it has, when you're talking about a LOMAR, in this case, it's LOMAR F. And the next to the last paragraph describes that. And then, or what you do, then it comes down to the last thing there. It says you have an exception to this requirement. Is when they submitted property information, which I did. This was all submitted by Ms. Roberts to FEMA. That document is in here on page 1 of 1.
When did she do that, Tom?
That was done right here on April 4th, 2013. This is in your program there. They were aware. Ms. Roberts brought this to their attention, and I would assume that they, Ms. Wilson, she gave me the permit stuff that they found that we did and all, and which I appreciate you when you gave me that. It kind of helped them quite a bit, you know the truth. And so to get back to it, as y'all can read that, does everybody see that one I'm talking about? This is when Mr. Roberts notified and requested and sent this information to FEMA. And she CC'd it to Jack Graham, which here in this very room, we about 10, 15, 20 years ago, we discussed a whole lot of this stuff. And so it's not real new. But might interject one thing, Judge Gauthier, that there is lots of mentions of variances in the floodway prevention order, nothing in FEMA, other than the order is the same. But one of the good things that I like about it is that it does admit that there is things like this that does happen. Then FEMA comes down, and in their defense, they come down and say, here's what we can do to resolve this particular issue. And which is, I'm thinking this is about the same issue that I have. If y'all have differences on that, I would be willing to answer any questions you have on it. But, Judge, one of the things I like about on it is for the citizens, I'm not the only one that can do a H&H study. And if other people, other citizens in the county have some questions about the amount that FEMA put out, this instrument gives you an opportunity to do just what I did. If you want to do things right, you go by the rules. In which I have tried to go by the rules. I'm not perfect, but I try. And it allows you, if any citizen in Orange County, I guess nationwide, whatever, if you have a question on this kind of stuff, you can do the same as I do. You can discuss it. You can talk about it. Or you can do an H&H study. And sometimes, I'm not the only, probably not the only one in the county that this revision affects. There's a lot of folks that it probably could affect. You know, I've heard of a few cases. And it might be just simple. When they draw these lines, FEMA says that they did the best they could for what they had. But they also admitted sometimes things fall through the cracks. Maybe I'm not the only one that fell through the cracks. So I'm just mentioning that, which that mechanism is there for each one of us, the citizens of this county, to question. You can do it politely, like I always do things politely.
If I'm not mistaken, back in 21 when these maps went into place, the county had spent several years protesting.
Yeah. And well, I'm not aware of that, Robert, but that's good to kind of hear. I appreciate that.
I think we failed at every corner, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, I know how it feels to fail.
So
I think we got
a couple of questions.
Okay.
So this permit from Lisa, from what I'm reading, was the order for you to be able to fill, right?
Repeat.
To be able to put fill in the area?
The permit that she gave you back in 2013.
Well,
that's what
I guess y'all answered that. I mean, I did have a permit to place fill.
Okay.
So then
this H&H that you did doesn't say anywhere that the site will be changed in the maps of FEMA. I mean,
it doesn't. The only thing, Kirk, the only thing it mentions that right here.
Yeah, but you have to go through
nothing.
You have to go through that process. That's the thing.
But you have to go through in that last thing that you're showing us on there is for lots. It doesn't say anything about big property. I pulled up that website, and all it talks about is on this EZ, this MTEZ form, is to have a lot taken out of the special hazard flood zone. It doesn't say anything about a bunch of properties.
Well, let me tell you what. I'm not going to be up here discussing that. I can go by what I'm reading here.
Sure.
And if this Lomar F was designed, the F is for fill.
Right.
And then it goes through, tells you what to do.
Right.
And I'm willing to do that. I'm telling this court right now, I'm willing to do that. And then, on the very last deal, it has an exception. But where they stating here that mistakes can be made, have been made, and here's how you rectify.
And basically, it's going to come down to that that's what you have to do, Sonny, is you have to go through that process and file with FEMA. And if FEMA awards your way, great.
Well, Robert, I'll agree with that. Let me get on that. I'll be willing to discuss that. I will admit that your floodway prevention order never mentions nothing about that I have a timeline to apply for a loan on. Doesn't mention that.
Agreed.
So I dropped the ball. I could have and should have done that a long time ago. I will admit that. Okay? I don't usually admit much enough. But anyhow, I say that. And Kirk, your question is received well. That can be anybody's interpretation. But the reason
you're going through the steps, I just haven't got to the end of them yet.
Yeah, because on your exception, I mean, on this exception that it says, you know, that it's if the structure is considered property outside of the SFHA, in this case, the property is referred to as out of shown. If elevation information is required for the Loma request, the requester, that's you, should submit the elevation data requested on the MTEZ form. That's you have to do that, Sonny. I mean, it's saying that you can get the exception, but you have to file for the exception with them, not with us.
Reiterate this several times. I am willing to do that. I never received anything from anybody in the county saying, Sonny, you need to do X. You need to go ahead and file a Lomar L. Okay?
We're not going to tell you to go do it. Until you file a Lomar L, we're in FEMA's
having
a violation.
Okay, so...
Sonny, I think you're talking to the wrong group. It seems to me like you need to be talking to FEMA. I don't.
Well, let me tell you what. I have, right here in this courtroom. And I got put on the trailer real quick. But I have, like y'all have, I have discussed these things before. Mm-hmm. Haven't won too many battles. Yeah. I admit
well, because
that.
You keep... You, so, and I agree with you, Sonny, but you keep coming back to us wanting us to give you the answer that we cannot give you.
Well,
this exception has to come from FEMA. You bring us that exception, we're good to go.
We're good to go.
But you have to bring us that exception, and it has to come through the MTEZ form that FEMA has, not us.
Yeah, and well, again, now, I'm going to go ahead and basically say why I haven't done that since the day I got this stop work on. Okay? The person in this room told me I have received two stop work orders, one on the 17th and one on the 21st. The first one says X, it's in the diagram or you can read it. The second one turns up the heat quite a bit. Okay? Then it was added on that I have been alleged violation has been submitted and turned in to FEMA. So my mention of doing a Lomar was technically, you can do anything you want to, but they're not going to accept it.
Yeah, I can't tell you whether they would or what. Wouldn't. That's not my decision.
Out of curiosity, why didn't you have to receive two stop work orders?
Well, I mean,
did you stop after the first one, or did you continue?
All I can tell you is, what
did you stop after the first one, or did you continue? Is what I'm asking.
Did I continue working?
When you got the first stop work order, did you stop working, or did you continue working?
Technically, Chris, I had stopped a long time ago.
You know, I'm a terrible politician, and you're not very good either.
But you have allowed, because me and you had discussed it, but you have allowed people to continue to fill in there. Not necessarily whether it's you or someone else, it's still the same violation.
Well, you would have.
That's something y'all can say. I can come back and argue those points. I don't think arguing up here is going to help.
Well, I don't think we're arguing.
I don't believe it. Yeah. I can just say it is.
Let's just kind of go back for a second, and then so you did the fill after you got, or you got a letter because you were doing the fill, so you got a stop work order. Someone continued to do whatever it was they were doing, but you did not. Not only was it a stop work order, you had to return it back to what it was. Is that correct? And I'm sorry.
That's the second one.
Okay.
The first one didn't mention that. The second one did, and then Judge, I mean that's the one. It was kind of, you might say, the nail in the coffin. I mean, how are you going to turn something back to what?
You dig it back out. But irregardless, the reason that you got that, Sonny, is because if we continue to let you be in violation and we don't take in some steps to stop the violation, then we are in violation. You're missing the deal here is that when you do something wrong, or anybody, I don't care who it is, somebody does something wrong and we continue to let that happen, that's an admission of acceptance. So we have things that we have to put in place and say, you've got to stop that, because we've got to show that we're doing good faith on our side to stop violations from taking place.
Okay.
Whether we like that or not
is irrelevant. I'll ask something from the court I feel like y'all can do.
Mm-hmm.
If this court can give me permission, which from what I've heard, I need y'all's permission, I will file this Loma.
I don't think you need our permission, Sonny. It's your property.
Yes. Actually, technically, I would sign off on the Loma.
Well, yeah, but not the court.
The court itself.
Yeah.
But, Sonny, as we've told you, the violation is with FEMA. The county now is also in violation, and the only way to correct this is to remove the bill. The Loma that you want to apply for based off of the permit that you obtained is now void because you placed that secondary amount of fill, but in reality it's construction debris. It's not even dirt fill. You've placed construction debris in our floodway along Bear's Bike.
Well, Tanner, if that's your job to make that determination, I totally disagree. I've talked to the Corps of Engineers, etc. Of course, I wish I got turned in to everybody. And nobody mentioned there is nothing illegal as far as the Corps of Engineers goes, which is a federal entity, that the material that I put there is crushed concrete. I think we all use crushed concrete. Crushed concrete, whatever you want to call it.
Have you been?
Concrete, asphalt, glass, metal. I mean, you yourself told me it was from a demolition site of the silos. Out of Jefferson County.
Yeah, have you had any photographs or anything like that? Okay.
You got your concrete stuff. We all use it. County uses it. I use it. We all use it.
Yeah.
Your asphalt and stuff, there's a terminology that you use on it is inert. If asphalt has been in the ground or existed when it was formulated, asphalt is a man-made material. And it, after years and years, it becomes inert. It's not environmentally etched. Okay? So
within
I'm going
reason,
by that.
Was that asphalt treated with tar? You didn't do any testing on the asphalt that's mixed with the debris. If you have done testing, you can provide that information to us. However, there's supposed to be a buffer between a waterway and construction debris, especially mixed with asphalt. There's supposed to be a 50-foot buffer. You've dumped all the way straight to the side where the debris has fallen over the ledge into Bear's Bite.
There may be some buffer, but I never have seen it. Nobody's ever told me about it. That situation, you know, saying that I allowed this, I allowed that, I'm not going to get into that. But the point is, we're looking at something here the way we resolve it.
So let me ask you something, Sonny. You had the stop order in 2000, or the stuff changed in 2021. You had been filling up to that point, right, under this permit?
No, the permit that you see there, yeah. If y'all read that, I'm a little bit puzzled on that permit request. There's two of them there. I turned one in almost a month before the last one that's got the same numbers on. If you read it, best I can determination, the only thing it mentions basically on there is that it's a building permit. Okay? But it does mention that field and accessory. So I'm not going to argue the point there. Mm-hmm. But the whole deal is, Judge, I was told by Miss Welch, and if it's not true, then we can just forget it. I'm willing to do that, but I had to, technically, from what I've been told, I need y'all's permission.
No, because we just discussed that. She has to sign off on it, not the court. Sign off on that, not us. The court doesn't approve that. If she wants to sign it or signs off on that, I'm sure there's some requirements that are based off of that. But she signs it, not the court. Tell her to or not to.
Okay. Could we ask Ms. Welch if I'm willing to do that under this situation we're in right now, will you allow me to ask for the loan?
Sonny, you're in violation. You've placed a legal fill on a property that's in the floodway. So until that has been corrected, there's nothing I can do.
Well, I'm trying to say I'll correct it.
What she's saying, I think, if I'm understanding right, is you've got to remove whatever you put there before she's willing to sign off on it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Get it back to where it was.
Yes, sir.
What was it?
Huh?
What'd you put in there?
You put in
there.
You have to remove the stuff that's not supposed to be there.
Well, the point about it is, I don't think I'm not going to come up here and argue no points, mm-hmm. because it won't do nothing. I'm asking that if I'm allowed to, in which returning it back to what it was, I mean, kind of like Bill Clinton said, what was, but you know what is. But y'all asking me to do something that.
So removing, are we talking about removing what was placed there after the first stop work order was in?
Removing the material that was placed there in reference to the stop work order. The fill that was placed there in 2013-2014 was legal and allowed. Mm-hmm. However, the fill that was placed after that was not legal and allowed. No,
and when was that placed? Do we have any idea?
In 2025. Okay. I mean, we have pictures through Google that go back and you can see other piles of dirt that have been placed periodically on the property. But the stop work order that Sonny is referencing was the fuel that was placed there in 2025, early 2026.
Which was an asphalt concrete mix.
So the question I have is, so at what date does he need to bring it back to the state? It was at what date?
I would have to look into that. I cannot get an exact date, so I apologize on that.
Just a year.
Yes, sir. 2025 would be the year. Okay. 2026.
So the asphalt concrete that you placed after, that's what created this first stop work order. Second stop order is because you still haven't done anything on that. And so until that is clean and that violation is cleared, then you can reapply. Then you can, at that point, apply for the loan. Is that what I'm understanding, Sam? Okay.
Yeah.
The violation has to be cleared away. We spoke with FEMA about this. We did explain this to Mr. Stevenson. Joel and I met Mr. Stevenson out on the property.
Yeah, so Joel told me. So whenever you spoke with FEMA, did they send you any kind of a documentation of that, or was it just a discussion? Can you ask them for a letter maybe that states that?
We spoke with FEMA on a couple of different issues with Mr. Stevenson's property. Initially, it started with the piece that's closest to the access road in Old Highway 90, and then we just progressed to the illegal dumping there by the railroad tracks down Old Highway 90.
Okay.
One of the issues I think I would hope y'all would look at, when we did the, there is a reason and purpose behind the H&H study. We done that. And if you look at the very bottom of that instrument that my engineers provided, it says that technically, I'm not looking at it right here now, but I've read it a few times, that any field that's put in on this site will not affect the floodwater. Is that, can we agree on that?
Yes, we cannot. Unfortunately, the information you're referencing is a letter of no rise. I have not seen a hydraulic study in reference to the property. The letter that you submitted with the original permit in 2013 is a letter of no rise in a survey with the topographical information.
Well, I might add that that was whatever we did on that study. You can call it what you want, but FEMA didn't have no problem with it. They have stated it on there that they didn't have no problem with it. Now, whether you want to call it a H&A study or not, I mean, nobody contested what we did when I did that study. I turned it in, I've done it, and we technically got a permit, okay? So, FEMA signed off on it, the county signed off on it.
This was in 2013.
And that field that was placed under this permit was permitted.
Was permitted, yeah. Well, the issue started in 2025.
There's two sides to every story, Robert. I never purchased one load of material on that site.
It doesn't say that you have to purchase.
All right, it doesn't say that, but it doesn't say.
But it allowed
them
to.
I had to. Well,
there's a sign on the guy right there.
Well, who did? So let's say we know that there's concrete and asphalt out
there. That stuff
who
was
did?
Done years ago, Judge.
By who?
And over time, there probably might have been a few loads come in there. But it wasn't nothing that I purposely ordered or paid for.
Did they get you permission to dump it on your site?
I get stuff dumped on my site every day that no permission is ever asked of me. I got a big load of garbage down there the other day. Is that my fault? No, I do
everything. No, but if somebody dumps the trash on my property, I have to get it cleaned up.
That's still my responsibility.
Well,
I mean, I'd like to try to. I'm tell you what, my first course of action would be to go find out who's dumped it.
Well,
I don't think you're
going to
have
to
clean it up.
And they don't get down there and clean it up.
Without your permission. Sir? I don't think you're going to have lines of garbage trucks dumping garbage out there without your permission.
Well, I tell you what, I found out
who it was there. But you had lines of dump trucks
coming. Well, I told you.
Well, if somebody's illegally dumping on your property, then you need to file on them for illegal dumping.
All you want to, I can't hold
it.
All I can tell you is that I never purposely done nothing like that. It happened, okay, and I'm willing to clean it up. But one of the things that Miss Welch has put in there, she's got two stop work orders. If you read them. They're right there in the instrument. I gave it to you.
Yes, sir.
The first one technically says you've got to resubmit and get another permit, and et cetera, and et cetera. Okay. 3 days later, I get another one. It says, forget that one. This one says you got to remove it back like it was. Okay. So come on. Makes it pretty tough. And I asked somebody. I said, well, what do you mean? How many loads we're talking about? Here's the same. Nobody's ever given me that answer. So, you get my drift. This is not a perfect deal against for me or y'all. And that's just my opinion.
Karen, is there any way to get a more definitive answer on how much has to come out?
Yes, sir. I mean, I could actually get that answer if Mr. Stevenson would be willing to share the trucking company's name. We could find out how many loads were dropped off at the site.
Yeah, because they have to have their licensing stuff.
Yes, sir.
There was a lot of them. I'm going to tell y'all. I can't give the answer to that. I don't know it.
But
maybe have been a few loads off down there after the permit expired. I wouldn't even question did.
Well, I understand that, son. But for you to not be in violation, that stuff's going to have to be removed. The stuff that is creating the violation. Yeah. Not the rest of the dirt that you did prior to asphalt, concrete, the regular dirt, you're good on, right? It's the stuff that you have that's in violation on that property. Whoever placed it there, okay?
Since 2025, whatever that was.
That has to be done before you can apply for your LOMAR to get that map revision done on that piece of property.
Well, could we, if you're going to ask me or suggest that I remove something, would it be asking the court or Miss West too much? You got a 12-yard dump truck, you got X dump truck, you got sizes or whatever. I don't know what was there. Mm-hmm. But if y'all can put a figure down, and maybe it's something I can live with.
Well, we don't know how much is out there.
Well, how do I know?
Well, it's your property.
Let me tell y'all.
I can't. We're not going to go out there.
But there's one thing, Judge, I'm going to go ahead and say this. There were 250 houses went 4 to 6 foot under water in Harvey, and mine was one of them. I told Miss Welch, all of my documentation and stuff I had, all of my permits and everything I had was destroyed. And I have had to come back and answer this stuff and give it to Miss Welch. She did give me those instruments that I didn't have no more. They got destroyed. All the calculations, everything. If there were any, they got destroyed.
Harvey was in 17. All this stuff was hauled in 25.
Sir?
I said Harvey was in 17. All this stuff was hauled in 25.
Well, all I can tell you is that my documentation, what I'm saying is all of my stuff records that I had got destroyed.
But in those records, it wouldn't have mattered because it wouldn't have been anywhere in those records you wouldn't have had any kind of permit or permission to dump concrete or asphalt at any point in time.
Well,
because it's never been allowed.
I'm not
correct?
At this point.
I didn't come
up here to argue. But the point about it is, how are we going to come up with a figure?
Well,
I don't
apparently
think you have your record from 25 to 26, though. You don't have your record from 25 to 26.
Well, it all got destroyed, Mr. President. When Harvey,
but
my house was 6 foot under. Everything I had in my
17.
Home was destroyed.
How was it destroyed
but
when
the stuff
it was 10 years before, after the flood?
Because the paperwork that you would have on people that were unloading stuff onto your property in 2025 and to now. You should have those. Somebody has those records of how many loads was dumped out there.
Well, I did have. If y'all won't argue this point,
it's a question.
All of my information was destroyed.
Yeah,
again, son.
2017. We're talking about the loads that were brought in 25.
The loads that were dropped in 2025.
Excuse me, if I may. Sonny, the demolition site, the silos where you obtained this debris.
I didn't obtain it, Ms. Welch.
Okay. The demolition site, the silos that were demolished, where was that at?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Mr. Stevenson, we could help you a whole lot more if you quit being so coy about it. Respectfully, somebody knows where the silos were torn down at.
Look,
we want to help you. We wouldn't
the point
be.
About it is, if y'all can come up with a number, Ms. Welch, county, whoever, I don't believe.
450. Is that a good enough number?
No, we
because
sure
that's
not.
About as much of a guess as any of us would have.
Well, that's always the
I
point.
Think that was
that's the point. What are you numbers?
say, whatever number you come up with, or this court comes up with, or Miss Welch is, I can't prove or disprove.
So somebody dumped multiple loads of debris from the silos on your property.
We know it came from the silos, but we don't know anything about it.
I have, well, things goes on down there that I have no idea about.
Well, Sonny, I get that if somebody went and dumped a trailer load, you know, 16-foot low boy of trash on your deal, I get it. You have no idea. None of us do. But 100 loads of debris from a silo, you know about.
I have no idea on the number, Judge.
Well, I don't know, but you know who did it.
The point about it is that I can only, the possibility of me removing anything, it has to be a reasonable, or what, I mean, what's reasonable?
What's reasonable?
I don't even know what it is.
Until it's clean.
Reasonable is all of the construction material that was dumped on it in 2025. That's the reasonable answer.
Well, the material is out there that's in violation. We don't know.
That's for you to say.
Look. The material and stuff that was put on that site was done within the time limits of the so-called permit. There was things...
No,
maybe,
sir, the permit was expired.
Well, the point about it is...
Everything that was brought in 2025, the permit was expired.
Well, I'm in a situation, how can I argue? All I can do is tell y'all I'm not aware of it. I don't know how much it is. But if it can be, if it's something within some reason, I could remove it. But I can't, FEMA doesn't say nothing about me removing nothing.
Well, it says that you can't have certain products with, I mean, certain material within that field.
It may be.
It does say that.
It may. I haven't seen that, but it may be. But the point about it is, how can I remove something that I don't even know how much?
I don't dance around this, Mr. Stevenson. I have all the respect in the world for you, for what you've done for our country, what you've done for our community. But to stand here and look at us and tell us you have no idea where it came from, no idea how much was put there, is disrespectful to us.
The point about it is, folks, I live about 8 or 10 miles from that location. Things, I have 40 to 50 trucks every day pulls in there. And they're working people. They're trying to make a living down there. I put postage signs up. They don't mean nothing. I've got postage signs down there right now. People that come down there and put material on my site and say, you won't hold me responsible for it. I did, by law, I posted it. And I tried to tell people, don't bring nothing down here.
Your argument's not with us. Your argument's with FEMA. If we can help, we're glad to, but we can't help
you. Yeah, FEMA's the one that says that stuff.
Why don't we look at this way?
We can't call FEMA and say, look, we won't let this guy do this. So y'all better let him do this. I wish I could.
Well, the point is...
I would tell them a whole lot more stuff.
Okay, but the point is, I'm willing to do that. But you got to, if you're sitting down there and Miss Welch is saying is, you can't do that unless you remove all that material.
She's not saying it. She's doing what FEMA
is directing her to do.
Well, has FEMA give you a directive, say that I got to remove anything?
Yes.
Yes.
Through her training.
I'm not familiar with it. I haven't talked to FEMA.
Commissioners, you violated our floodplain ordinance by placing a legal fill in the floodway. You need to remove that from the floodway. If you are planning on filing for a Lomer F based off fill, for the fill that was placed in 2013 and 14, you have now violated that by placing more fill. So the information that you would submit to FEMA for that Lomer F would be invalid. And in their course of investigation, they would see this. And then not only would you be in violation, which I've already informed you that you are, the county would be in violation. And the only way to correct that violation is to remove the fill that was placed there in 2025 and 2026.
trying to be punitive towards you or hold anything over your head, but there's 85,000 other people live in this county we have to protect too. And right now, we're not protecting them very well, apparently.
Well, I want to tell you all why. But since that, I never received anything from any county entity, FEMA, or anybody else saying that I was in violation.
You received a stop work order and you kept working.
Sir?
You received a stop work order and you continued to work to the point where they had to send you another stop work order.
No, that's not true, Chris.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's what I read in the packet you gave me.
Well, we've got to, so we're gonna go ahead. We can reschedule something another time, but we have to end this because we got court starting in about 5 minutes and we got to get prepared for court. So,
well, look, y'all,
we can certainly discuss it after if you want to, Sonny. I can meet you out there with Tana and Joel. We can go over this, but I think we all know where we're at. We can't give you a number because we don't know the number either. You know who dumped that stuff out there, who was allowed to do that, or you have to have at least an idea. And if we can get a hold of those people, they can probably tell us how many loads of illegal debris they put on the property that needs to be removed, probably by them. But that's not our deal. That's your deal.
Well, look. I appreciate y'all letting me come up and talk. Whatever folks determine, that's y'all's call. I'm all willing, right. But we have an obstacle, and that's on how much material we move. If that can be resolved, it's something we can discuss.
You're the only person
that can answer that question. We can't answer that question.
Again, y'all let me know.
Yes, sir.
Ball's right. In y'all court.
No, sir. The ball's in your court.
Don't. Sorry.
When you leave today, the ball is in your court, Steve. You have to tell us how much material was put there and that you're going to remove
or
it.
Or you just start removing it until they deem it's clean.
I suggested at the time, I said, there may be, again, I am a mill. There might be 10 loads that was taken in there. But that's all I know. I don't even know that for sure. If there was some down there, and there's been material there for years. Never, it was piled up there. It's been there for years, 13 years.
All right, well, Sonny, we've got to stop. Okay. Okay, we can pick it up afterwards. So we're going to adjourn this public hearing at 9:55.